Well, Lloyd, it seems like there's never a lack of things to discuss coming out of D.C. these days.
Oh, no. It's always something going on.
It's always something happening. Yeah. And so we thought before we go away for the holidays and we rejoin our wonderful listeners in the new year, we thought it would be best to touch base once again with one of our fine senators here from the great state of Michigan. Senator Gary Peters joins us this morning. Senator, it's great to have you back.
Oh, it's great to be with all of you. I hope you're having a good holiday season and Merry Christmas to you.
Now, do you have all your shopping done? You're ready to go here?
Yeah, I think so, you know, but there's always a last-minute item that pops in your head, but I think I'm good to go.
You don't strike me as a gift card guy, though. It feels like you put a lot of work into these gifts.
Yeah, I do. I like to actually think it through a little bit, but sometimes the gift card will work in a pinch.
That's right. Let me ask you this. If there was one person across the aisle that you had to, you had to get a gift for this year, somebody that you maybe don't really agree with most of the time, who would you get it for? What would you get them?
Oh, geez, that's a big question. I don't know. I mean, I try to work across the aisle and always work in a bipartisan way. I'm happy to say I have a lot of friends on the other side of the aisle that we get things done. And you know, I think it's just about nurturing those relationships and usually doing something fun is what I would get them, not something related to politics in any way, but build a relationship.
That's very good.
That would be a good idea. You know, and Senator, you're someone with experience in navigating divided government. What gives you optimism heading into next year to 2026 that concerns you the most? What optimism you have heading into 2026, and then what concerns you the most about going into 2026 with the new Congress?
Well, you know, I want to always be optimistic, and one thing that I'm seeing some progress on, and this is kind of in the weeds of Congress, but is the appropriations bills where we fund government. That has been a real challenge over the years, but in the Senate, I'm happy to say my Republican colleagues and I have been able to work together. We've passed a number of bills out in a bipartisan way. Now the challenge will be getting them to the Senate floor and getting them passed before the end of January, because as you know, there's it all comes to an end at the end of January. Concerns about a shutdown at the end of January, but I hope that we're able to come together and do it. And I'm seeing very hopeful signs and certainly encouraged by the conversations that I've been having on both sides of the aisle.
But, and I know this year you had to be pleased with Selfridge and what happened there.
Oh, yeah. So pleased. I mean, you know, we've been working on Selfridge for years. We knew we were retiring the two platforms there, the A-10 fighters and the KC-135 tankers. And we were able to get both. You know, I worked aggressively to get those KC-46 tankers. We got a squadron of that next generation of tankers that will probably be around for decades, which keeps Selfridge vibrant and secure. And then, of course, the F-15s, and I've been fighting to get funding in the appropriations bills for those. And then we got a decision this year for the F-15. So having both of those means Selfridge will continue to be a key player in Michigan and our country in terms of natural security.
You know, we've seen this conflict feeling like it's building and building down in the Caribbean with Venezuela. You know, we're hearing reports that now there's a third oil tanker that's being targeted here by the United States. What do you make about this? It does feel like there is some sort of escalation with Venezuela in this administration. Is it warranted? Is it out of reach? What do you make of this?
Well, I'm concerned about it because we have not been briefed as to really what the administration is attempting to do. It has been very difficult to get any kind of transparency. And I sit on the Armed Services Committee. You know, it was just recently, these last week or so, that we were able to finally get information on some of the boat strikes that are occurring right now. It's certainly questionable legal authority, but we also want to have a better sense of what is the goal of the objective here, especially when it comes to any kind of broader conflict, if one should occur. And Venezuela, the American people and the Congress need to know exactly what this administration is seeking to do and what that plan is to accomplish it.
Do you see, Senator, us coming to some type of agreement or compromise when it comes to health care?
I hope so. You know, we have not seen the kind of good faith negotiations that I think are essential. You know, I was intimately involved in trying to find a way to have an extension on the ACA credits that are expiring at the beginning of the year. We're going to have millions of people losing their health care coverage come January 1st because it's simply unaffordable for them. We're seeing 200 to 300% increases in their premiums, which people simply can't afford. We need to extend that. We tried to get the Republicans to agree to just an extension while we work out broader reforms, and I do believe we need to have broader reforms. It's not a perfect program. It never has been. We have to come together and make sure we're constantly making it better. But in the meantime, you can't pull the rug out from people and say, well, sorry, you're not going to have any health care coverage while Congress tries to get our act together. So I'm hoping we will have those conversations in a good faith manner. But I'm someone who always works in a bipartisan, unfortunately, I've been really disappointed that there's been talk, but not the good faith element that is absolutely essential to come to an agreement.
What was it with the Republican plan that was a no-go for you?
Well, the plan's over in the House, you're referring to, the House plan that they had?
The Senate plan to allocate money towards the HSA accounts.
Oh, in that particular one, I mean, that just simply wasn't going to fix the problem. You know, HSA accounts are certainly, it can be a piece of that, and we should be talking about that, but it's still, had we passed that, people were going to still lose their health insurance, yeah. And they were going to lose their ability to have coverage. So that's not a solution. That's a piece of something that should be part of a broader reform, but we were looking for a way to protect people's health care while we were figuring that out, and that was just not going to make the grade.
So is there a renewed push that when you get back, that's going to be something that's going to be focused on?
Yeah, certainly I'm going to be focused on it. I know many of my colleagues are going to keep pushing it because we have to. And so I hope we'll be able to do that. We've got a lot on our plate with the broader appropriations bills that I just mentioned earlier to get done. But in the meantime, now that we have growing numbers of people without insurance, and because of the big bill that passed earlier in the year, Medicaid at the end of the next year will go away for many people as well. So we're going to have a real healthcare crisis that we have to deal with. We're already dealing with elements now, but it's only going to get worse, and time is not on our side. So I will certainly, in my last year here in the Senate, I'm going to be working aggressively to try to bring people together on that.
And Senator, for Michigan residents listening right now, what should they be watching closely in Congress, you know, that directly affects their daily lives coming up?
Well, it's really about the cost of living. You know, there's just no question. Prices are high. They're continuing to go higher. We've got tariffs that are impacting prices, and folks think that we're going to see more increases in prices as a result of those. So this is about making life affordable for people, and that should be our main focus. That's why the healthcare aspect of that is a key part of it. If healthcare is unaffordable, that is a serious problem for families. But healthcare is just one element. There are all other aspects that we need to be looking at, and housing in particular. The lack of affordable housing for people is a serious problem, particularly for younger people who are trying to get established, buy a home, and build up equity so that they have some financial security in the future.
Senator Gary Peters, our best to Colleen, your family, for the holidays. Merry Christmas and happy holidays to you guys, and we look forward to talking with you in your last go-around here.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, it's always a pleasure to be with you, and all of you and your families, happy holidays, Merry Christmas. Look forward to talking to you next year.
That is Senator Gary Peters. We'll take a break. More coming up on JR Morning.